Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Remember, Lee, I talk about this every day, when Elon Musk's company, Tesla, did a study of, okay, if we're going to go to an all-electric fleet, and what would it take? Oh, we'd roughly have to double the energy that flows through the grid, and we'd have to expand the grid.
Right.
Well, Joe Biden's shutting down parts of the grid.
Yep.
The Democrats are shutting down parts of the grid, have been for years. So how can we double? We're shutting down electricity. Mm-hmm. And so that was Tesla, right? Toyota has just joined Tesla. Yep. Did you see this?
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, they've actually been saying this for a while. It's just now getting some attention.
This is Wall Street Journal, okay? So you got to believe it. This is because the newsroom is liberal, all right? This is the head of Toyota, Mr. Toyota, President Akio Toyota. Finally lost it. Because Japan is toying with the same idea that we are. Hey, let's go all electric vehicle by 2035. Yeah, let's just do that. And he's like, no. He said, advocates have failed to consider the carbon emitted by generating electricity. Again, this is the head of Toyota, okay? No. This is not some fringe guy.
No.
Who has been banned off Twitter, okay? Because he's fringe. This is the head of Toyota. He said, Japan would, and I quote from the Wall Street Journal, would, quote, run out of electricity in the summer if all cars were running on electric power, unquote.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
God, I don't know. It'll come to me. I know Elon Musk.
And the Tara Servatius Show.
Right. He said the emphasis is, again, the head of Toyota, if you are tuning in, this is remarkable he has said this and that it's not being blacked out. The infrastructure needed to support a fleet consisting entirely of EVs would cost, in Japan, this is not America, at least $400 billion, he said. While politicians are out there saying, let's get rid of all cars using gasoline, do they understand this, he said. He said, if Japan is too hasty banning gasoline-powered cars, quote, the current business model of the car industry is going to collapse, costing millions of jobs in Japan.
Mm-hmm. And around the world.
Yeah, around the world.
Toyota is a huge employer of Americans here. In fact, the Toyota Tundra pickup's made in Texas. A lot of their cars are made here in this country now.
Yeah, and the reason I'm saying is we have the same goal. I mean, Joe Biden is saying we're taking all these cars off the road. We're going to switch to EVs.
Yeah.
And you know, even Elon Musk, like, you can't do it, dude. I'd love if you would because I'm going to get richer. But you can't. And then he tried to explain this, okay? The left cannot grasp this. In a country such as Japan, this is the head of Toyota, okay? In a country such as Japan that gets most of electricity from burning coal and natural gas, EVs don't help the environment, Mr. Toyota said. Again, he is the CEO of Toyota. The more EVs we build, the worse carbon dioxide gets. I'm speaking slowly so our liberal trolls can understand.
Yeah,
they're not.
I'm not sure that's going to help, but
you're making the effort. Think I'm trying. Okay, let me speak slowly. The more EVs, electric vehicles, we build, the worse carbon dioxide gets. From the head of Twitter. If you don't like it, don't send me a nasty text. Take it up with him.
It's called science.
No, we deny science. If we don't like it, we deny. We stomp our feet and we cancel people who say things with math and science.
And reality.
Right. We just cancel them. The CEO of Toyota said he feared government regulations forcing everyone to EV car would make cars, in general, a flower on a high summit out of reach for the average person.
Ooh, what an analogy.
Yes, never mind. Again, the grid will crash.
Right.
We cannot power our cars in the summer. These are big things. And left, she's like, oh, well, whatever. But the good news is, and I did the Battleground podcast on it. I mean, the best news we have gotten on this, because there's so much good on this, is good news, is the Supreme Court literally saved us on Friday from systemic economic collapse, which is good. Because what it means is, you know how they were going to shut down all the coal plants
right
by 2030, right? Okay. It is 2022. That's 8 years from now, right? Even in Common Core math, that's 8 years. Do you realize right now we get between 21 and 22% of our electricity from coal?
And there is not time to build plants the way this country is regulated and the way power plants are regulated in order to supply that energy that is going to be taken offline.
Well, you can't. You're going to either have to jack up the natural gas, and they're shutting those too just at a slower rate, or you're going to have to jack up the nuclear. The left won't let us. The only thing you can replace it with is solar, and it's not coming online fast enough. And even if it did, it wouldn't matter because it's not dependable.
There is only one nuclear power plant still under construction in this country, and that's in Georgia.
And
they're trying to stop that.
It's madness. So, I mean, the idea we're going to close down 20... We were going to close down 21% of our energy supply by 2030. And the EPA's just shut it down with this cap-and-trade thing that they invented under Obama, and the Supreme Court said, no, Congress has to vote to collapse the country by shutting down the energy. You can't just collapse the country yourself. So the good news is Congress has to vote to collapse the country, and as we know, they can't, because then people would know who did it. So the Supreme Court, I mean, I can't tell you how big a deal that was for us to win that and for them to say, nope, you're going to collapse the country, got to go to vote of Congress. So super exciting stuff there. Lee, what do you got?
We've got to go to our representatives to ruin the country.
Yeah, and they're not going to vote. They don't want their name on it. And so what they did was they had, and I go into detail on this on the Battleground podcast on Friday. It was epic. If I don't say so myself, it was pretty good.
It's always epic.
Thank you very much.
Always epic.
But I just explained this, that, you know, the reason that we are scheduled to have rolling blackouts this month in July, which is peak power for the summer, is because they have already shut down 80 coal fire plants in this country. 80 have gone down between 2011 and 2019. This is why energy costs what it does. This is why it's so expensive. This is why your heating and cooling bill has gone up. All of it. And that was because the EPA was just going in and essentially rulemaking them out of power and literally shutting them down. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do it.
You know, and on this EV thing, I saw a report in several, automotive reports over the weekend that General Motors, you know, they have that Hummer EV.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, ridiculously expensive. It's $100,000 for the first edition that's coming out over that a little bit. And but at any rate, it's going to be a very expensive electric pickup. It's sort of a pickup. It's more like a toy, big toy. But at any rate, the report was that at the current rate of production for General Motors, one of the greatest manufacturers in the world, it will take them, at the current rate of demand for that vehicle, the number of orders they have, 17 years at their current rate of production to fulfill the orders they have right now. Now, the reason for that is the chip shortage, supply chain, and all the other usual stuff that's going on. But it's fascinating to me that also that there really is a demand. I mean, there are people who want to buy these things, but the problem is, and this is for all the manufacturers, they can't make enough of them, and they can't get the materials to make them. But the other thing that the liberals don't want to talk about is that the mining that has to take place for all of the rare earth metals, which the Chinese pretty much have cornered the market on, for all the battery technology, is just not there.
And what is there is done with slave labor.
With regard to at least the Chinese, at least.
Yeah.
But there's so many problems with trying to get these things done and trying to get the capacity back to where it needs to be. And, of course, the environmental damage that will be done, the carbon emissions that will be done in order to build the batteries and all this stuff. And that's something, once again, that the left is denying the science of.
Yep.
And there's been study after study now, you know, obviously there's some who will refute that, but the study after study I've seen where actually if you convert to electricity for the, complete powering of our transportation system for private and commercial use is actually more polluting at the current state of technology because of the way that, not only because of the way that electricity has to be generated, but because of the mining that has to take place to get those rare earth elements and metals to produce the batteries and the electric motors.
It's just so silly. The whole thing is so silly.
And if we as a people decide to do that, if we as a marketplace, if the marketplace makes that decision to do that, so be it. If Congress decides that we need to regulate this in such a way that our representatives, not the chief executive, not the courts, not some social media conglomerate, but if our representatives decide to do this, okay. But that's not how this is being handled.
No, and of course, we're never allowed to have a debate on a thing. We have to try it.
Exactly. We have to
try it to find out.
And this has been done so many times. I've looked at so many times when California's Air Resources Board, CARB, which is short for carburetor, and that's why they called it that, has been in demanding that manufacturers do this in this in their state for gasoline-powered vehicles. And they have demanded that there be a certain amount of hybrid vehicles. And they've demanded that there be a certain amount of electric vehicles. And they've forced these on the manufacturers. Every single thing that that CARB board has done has had to be rescinded. Every single regulation. Because the marketplace does not support it. Because technology does not support it. Because science does not support it. Every time.
Yeah, but you know what? There's some who are just going to have to live through this. Did you see this over the weekend, one of my liberal girlfriends, you know, I like to go see what the left is saying, right? So people I've known in high school and been friends with in college, saying she was, if like, the gas prices were so bad, they were going back and forth on it, mm-hmm. she was going to have to go back to work.
Oh, goodness.
I about fell off my chair laughing. I was like, honey, come here, check this out. This is awesome. This is great. She's going to have to go back to work. Do you think she's going to connect it to the way she voted? No, probably not.
Of course not. No.
Good. Well, I'm just glad she's going to have to, be out here with the rest of us suffering for her vote. I cannot wait to send her a
Joe Biden, I did that sticker to put
in
the gas
pump.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Did you have a good 4th of July? Is that Jeff Duncan on the phone? Our congressman? Yeah, if he wants to jump in, he's welcome too. All right. Well, we'll get producer Tim to set that up. Over 4th of July weekend, did you book it? Good, he did. Okay. We're doing the show through the window while on the air. It's okay, though. We fly by the seat of our pants here. We can do that. We're professionals. So, yeah, over the weekend, best weekend ever. My family and I had a great 4th. Do you know what we did? We did a lot of stuff. We had a lot of fun. Shot off fireworks last night. Just had a ball. But the thing we did this weekend, we had a Top Gun marathon. That's what we did. We saved it, because kind of patriotic, right? Till 4th of July weekend. And the kids had never seen the first Top Gun. So we waited to do that. That movie's been on our list for a while. We go back and watch all the American classics. Family movie night. It's a thing we do. So we decided to make a family movie weekend out of it. So we went to see we saw the original one. And, is he on the air for right now? Okay, awesome. Our Congressman Jeff Duncan. Hey, good morning, Congressman.
Oh, good morning, Tara. Great show this morning that I've listened to so far, and I just wanted to chime in a little bit on the energy issue, if that's okay.
Yeah, go right ahead, because tell them why you're an expert on this. You sit on a certain committee.
Well, I sit on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm on the Energy Subcommittee. I co-chair the House Energy Action Team, all things energy. You know, South Carolina gets about 57% of their electricity from nuclear power plants, but we had the BC summer issue where the future of nuclear power is in question in South Carolina because two new reactors are now offline. You're right about the Georgia plant over in Vogtle, the Vogtle plant in Augusta, Georgia. We'll probably end up having to buy power from them. But the issue that you need to think about is natural gas distribution pipelines. And everyone we talk to in Washington, all the experts that come and talk to the House Energy Action Team, tell us that we're basically at capacity, that we need more pipelines in this country to deliver the natural gas that we're producing. South Carolina is one of those states that was counting on natural gas to provide that power 10, 15 years down the road. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline was a project that was going to bring gas from the Marcellus Shale down to the Carolinas, and that was stopped because of litigation by the environmentalists. We won in the Supreme Court to allow that pipeline to go under the Appalachian Trail, along with about 600 other pipelines, by the way. But that natural gas pipeline was stopped by the companies that were going to run it because the litigation costs were mounting up and it was becoming economically unfeasible. So how are the Carolinas going to meet their energy needs in the future without more natural gas distribution? And it's not just the Carolinas, it's all over. The reason New England has to bring natural gas from Russia and other countries into the Boston Harbor up there is because they refuse to have a pipeline run from the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and Ohio, southern New York, up into New England, which is a short distance, is because environmentalists, A, don't want pipelines, and B, they don't like the fact that that gas was produced by hydraulic fracturing. They don't want frack gas, so they'd rather burn dirty or Russian gas or imported gas from Trinidad and Tobago or other places, maybe Venezuela, instead of burning cleaner-burning American-produced natural gas. So we're in a predicament on natural gas pipeline distribution.
What do we? Is there an answer to it? Is there some legislation? Because you're right, a lot of this isn't even just, you know, Joe Biden or the Democrats. It's the left suing in court. Can we do anything?
Well, we're proposing a piece of legislation called loser pay. If they take these companies to court, try to stop pipelines, and they lose, they have to pay the litigation costs. We need a loser pay system on energy projects in this country to try to thwart some of that. And the companies have to step up and budget for some litigation costs in the initial proposal. But we need natural gas pipelines. We've got an abundance of natural gas. We've got an abundance of natural resources in this country. Unfortunately, we're cursed by liberal politicians who don't want us to go after the natural resources we have here to provide the energy that we need today, tomorrow, and for many years in the future. This is a problem that isn't going to go away this year, even if Joe Biden reverses his policies, which he won't. The left won't. This isn't going away anytime soon. So these are issues that your listeners need to know about. And we here in South Carolina and the Carolinas in general need a comprehensive energy plan that really looks at natural gas pipelines to provide the natural gas for our natural gas fired power plants to provide the power, especially since those nuclear reactors are offline now.
I know, and we have so much natural gas off our coast, too, and to me, that would just be just a boom for South Carolina if we could get it, use it. I mean, especially with what you're saying about our nuke plants, it sounds like going offline, I mean, to be able to replace that with the natural gas, that would create jobs right here in South Carolina. It's just maddening that we can't do it.
Yeah, it really is, and California is going to be the test case because they've taken nuclear power plants completely offline, not just a failed construction project of new nuclear reactors. These are existing power plants that they're not relicensing. They're really having a strong push toward wind and solar. And I like wind and solar, but you've mentioned all the problems with that. We're not bringing it online fast enough. There's not enough landmass to meet all of our electrical needs by producing it by wind and solar. There's transmission line issues and other things. We have the natural gas and oil in this country to produce and meet all of our energy needs. Coupled with nuclear power plants that provide that 24/7, 365 baseload power, always on for the BMWs, the Volvos, Mercedes, and every other industry that needs electricity, and me and you that need it in our home to keep our food fresh and our refrigerators, that baseload power is necessary. And then you add on the transportation fuels. You know, the reason we're seeing high inflation rates in this country is because of transportation fuels being passed on to the consumer. It's because the companies can't just continue to eat $5.79 a gallon diesel fuel to transport those goods across the country.
Can you comment on this very quickly, Representative Jeff Duncan? Over the weekend, I guess the Biden administration figured nobody would notice Because, you know, 4th of July, everyone was busy. Headline, Biden administration looks to halt offshore drilling in Atlantic Pacific amid energy crisis. I mean, it's maddening to do this now, literally, while he's pretending it's a Putin price hike. And he's the one doing it. Could you comment on him doing this over the weekend, I guess, hoping people would notice?
Well, the Biden administration did the same thing. They halted gas production on the Atlantic coast and the Pacific coast. We still have a robust energy production in the Gulf of Mexico. The problem is the Biden administration also, January of 2021, right after he took office, halted all existing lease sales. So no more production on even on leases that were purchased by the companies. They stopped those, didn't issue permits, and they also stopped any sort of future leasing on public land onshore and offshore. So you don't have new lease sales. That's in violation of the mandated five-year plan by the administration to come over the energy drilling plan and lease plan on the OCS, the Outer Continental Shelf, in the Gulf of Mexico, but also on federal lands onshore. So they've halted energy production on federal land that you and I own in this country. We are so reliant on so many other countries to provide our energy, the rare earth minerals that make our cell phones and our solar power and our wind power work. China provides most of those. We're so reliant on China when we have those rare earth minerals here. But try to get a mining permit now. Try to get a permit to run a new pipeline for natural gas. Try to get a drilling permit. This administration has stopped it all. And America's in a world of hurt, and we shouldn't be, Tara. That's the thing. We have been blessed in this country with all the resources, rare earth minerals, and everything that make all these things work. But yet these liberal politicians continue to thwart all of our efforts to be independent, not just energy independent, but just independent from the rest of the world on anything.
Incredibly frustrating, Representative Jeff Duncan. Hoping you guys take back the House, you could begin to do something about it in the fall. I just want to thank you for joining us this morning and for listening to the show. It's so cool that you were listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless, Tara.
Yes, thanks. You too. Representative Jeff Duncan from right here in the Upstate. Be careful out there, folks. See this? Over the long weekend, 17 people injured, large crash along I-85 in Anderson County. No Lee's Hut in the news. 17 people, 14 taken to the hospital, and the condition remains unknown. No fatalities, thank God. I swear, I'm driving along the highway like, y'all are too close, man. One of you, you know what's going to happen? I tell my husband this all the time. Some idiot is going to drop their cell phone. Are they going to get a text alert? And what happens reflexively when that happens? In the car, they tap the brakes. They'll do it reflexively. Bam, everyone behind him is dead. To wonder it doesn't happen more often. Just people just drive. And I'm like, wow, just it's like a childlike level of trust in the driver in front of you. I just don't have it. Because what's reflex? What do you do with reflex? You tap the brakes. It's what you do. Anyway. 14 taken to the hospital, 17 involved in this crash along I-85. Thank God, again, nobody is dead. All right, so over the weekend, had a great weekend. I don't know about you. The family, we have been saving Top Gun Maverick for a while, so we had a Top Gun binge weekend. So the first day, we popped some popcorn, did all the family stuff, sat down, and watched Top Gun. And then the next day, we went to the theater and saw Top Gun Maverick. It was awesome. I know a lot of you have seen it. We had been waiting so we could do both. And, you know, 4th of July weekend, right? Patriotic. So it all, you know, it all fits the theme. What a movie. That is the best movie I have seen in years. I said that to my husband on the way. It's the total best movie I've seen in a year. Just good. Well made, incredible writing, great script, great plot, totally new. Hollywood doesn't seem to be able to come up with anything new anymore. But they did with this. And what a great movie. But you know what was cool? The discussions we had after the first one. We keep trying to explain to the kids what American culture was. And there's not, I mean, how do you put that in words, right? And so the best way we've found to show them, and we've had these conversations before, is Family Movie Night. We're going back and watching old American classics and saying, listen, that you can get the feel of what American culture was from those. It was not woke. It was not politically correct. It just was what was. It was pride. It was loving your country. It was pride in who we were. And it wasn't just us that loved it. The world loved it. They wanted to be here. They wanted to be us. They copied our culture. Our movies were huge. Our bands were huge. Everything was huge. But for my kids, it really clicked with Top Gun. Watching that 1986, I was like, this is what America was. This feeling right here. The striving for excellence. What we now call toxic masculinity. Leadership. Honor. All of it. It was a culture. We maybe didn't always live up to it, but it was our culture. It was our ideal, and the world loved us for it. I'm like, can you feel it? And the kid's like, yes, okay, yeah, this is so different. This, yeah, I know, you couldn't make this movie today, except they did. In a total act of defiance. By the way, did you see the Daily Beast article? No, it was Salon, I'm sorry. The Salon article on it? Oh, that's just totally outraged that no nod was given in any way by this movie to woke. And that's why people loved it. That's why people loved it. There was no politics. There was no right. There was no left. It was non-divisive. It was unwoke. I mean, this is an opportunity for a reset for Hollywood. And you know what the beauty of it was? It was cleaner and more family-friendly than Top Gun made in 1986. And I loved that, too. I loved that 86. I had, okay, kids, cover your eyes. Yeah, right here. Okay, just do this one. Yeah, right. Yeah. And you didn't even have to do that with it. You could take the whole family. And you know what my daughter said on the way out? I thought it was so profound. She said, Mom, do you realize? She loved Top Gun Maverick. Man, she was all into it. We so rarely find a movie the boys and my daughter are both into. She said, do you realize, Mom, Top Gun Maverick was cleaner than Lightyear, Disney's Lightyear? It was more, she said, it was more family friendly than Disney's Lightyear. Now, she hasn't seen it, but she's seen videos about it. She watches a lot of Candace Owens, a lot of Ben Shapiro, a lot of Matt Walsh. So she knows what's in Lightyear, even though we will, you know, certainly not patronize that or give them our money in any way. What, think about that for a minute and what that says culturally about this country. Top Gun Maverick, in an absolute act of defiance that has Salon enraged, the liberal writers at Salon, more cleaner and more family-friendly than something made by Disney ostensibly for kids. I mean, what? And this why, by the way, over the weekend, Salon writing, that you know what they wanted you to do over the weekend, at, you know, 4th of July? Take your kids to a drag show. So you can understand, I mean, there's no drag show in Top Gun Maverick. I mean, you can't have the military without a drag show. I understand that. I mean, our military is actually holding drag shows, taxpayer-sponsored drag shows and drag queen story hours at our bases overseas, and Marco Rubio had to put a stop to it. He flipped out over it. So, I mean, this is not an exaggeration. This is where we are. And I thought that was so profound when she said that. Oh, my gosh. Top Gun Maverick, more family-friendly than Disney's Lightyear at Baymax. Think about that. You can't put your kids in front of Disney. You can't. And you know what you like to look? I mean, if you've not seen Maverick, you got to go see it. You know what? You got to see it in the movie theater. I know that's expensive. That's one of those you just can't get at home. It's not the same thing. It was about American excellence and American greatness. And everybody was united. Everybody loved everybody. Everybody got along because they all loved America. Nobody questioned that. It was just totally awesome. None of this woke stuff. And it worked. And it's all people want. They just want a non-divisive, feel-good movie. We're not allowed to have it. I hope they make more. They can make a ton of money if they do. Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. A lot of folks on the text line that loved Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, as much as we did. Texter writes, hey, Tira, where'd it go? What a surprise. Top Gun was top quality in every way. We were so impressed. Great surprise. Yeah, me too. Another texter writes, Oh, American Christian ethos is under tremendous attack. We have to literally fight lest we lose everything. Yes. Another text writes, if you as a conservative are still getting Disney for vacation, going to Disney for vacations and subscribing to Disney Channel, you need to examine yourself. You are in danger of being a hypocrite. Yeah, we didn't actually, my kids didn't actually watch Lightyear or Baymax. They saw videos on what's in them. Yeah, I mean, literally, you got to be prepared. If you're going to put your kid in front of something from Disney, your child's 3, 4, 5, you're going to be prepared to have to explain men having periods, what a period is, why a man would have one, and then explain the lesbian kiss. It's just too young. Kids don't need to see this. They don't. They don't need to see this. But Disney is determined your kids are going to see this, and they don't care if they go broke. Texter writes, Tara, my child will never see Buzz Lightyear. I won't allow it. Another texter writes, can't tell you how many times I've seen drivers attempt to merge onto the highway while still texting. Merging takes undivided attention. No multitasking at that moment. It is unacceptable. Yeah, I know. You'd think people would understand this. Another texter writes, guess that is why Yellowstone is Network's number one no woke. Should I watch that? Seriously, because it's on my list. Oh, you know what is amazing right now? Speaking of, I just did so much TV catching up over the weekend. We had a great weekend. This is the best season, tell me if I'm wrong, of Stranger Things. I figured this would be the jump the shark season because it's what, season 4? Like, you know, how are they going to make that? I mean, it was so good the first season. Yeah, one of the ones between 1 and 3 was okay. And then it's going to be okay. This is the best season so far. I mean, that never happens. So if you haven't watched Stranger Things, I'm jealous. I wish I could go back and binge it all from the beginning. So I'm going to be looking for something because we are on the second to last episode. You think I should check out Yellowstone next? Because they have very limited TV watching time, so it has to be good. I have no time for, you know, subpar stuff. I know you don't either. All right. So much stuff going on. I don't even know where to begin, honestly, over the weekend. Just absolutely. Folks, what is going on right now in the Netherlands? We need to wake up because this is what's coming here. Do you remember when we all laughed about a year ago, the UK Daily Mail did an article about it? Like, wow, okay, if the US and the world were to meet its climate goals, the goals that we've set for 2035, we're going to be eating like one burger a month. One burger a month. And we all laughed, like, these leftists are crazy. And now we're seeing it. You need to see these pictures. Remember the trucker shutdown in Canada? They're doing that in the Netherlands, but it's farmers. And the government is now supposed to meet our climate goals. For emissions, we're going to have to shut down a third of farms. Are you kidding? Yes, a third of farms. So farmers are taking manure and they're dumping it onto roads and bridges to block traffic. They're dumping it in front of government buildings. They're bringing cows in front of government buildings and they are shutting down bridges and roads, just leaving their farm equipment out. And the government's open about it. Yeah, we're going to have to shut down a third of farms. How are they going to eat? Does anybody care? See, because here's the thing. They're telling us we're going to eat bugs. We're like, I eat bugs, those stupid leftists. They're crazy. They're not messing around. They are not joking. Do you realize the Netherlands is right now, they're shutting down a third of farms, that we have the same climate goals they do. The difference between us and them is they are going to meet theirs by 2030. We're supposed to meet ours by 2035. Do you understand that? And they are shutting down a third of farms. They are just beginning with the food shortages and the economic wreckage. This is America's future. Look at the pictures. Look at them. The farmers in the streets and the government, sorry about your farm there, but yeah, we're going to have to shut it down. They don't care if you eat.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.